June 21st, 2016. It's Tuesday, around 5:30 p.m., and I'm in the midst of researching a job offer that brings back what happened to some years back. I was offered a position at a pretty well-to-do school in the Silicon Valley. Good paying, good district. The director just pulled out my app because she liked what she saw, and I was the only person she interviewed. And I was taking a tour of the position. I was offered it. And interestingly, I'll get to why I'm talking about that. This, but I made some comment. You know, it was like that both the IAs were black, a black guy and a black gal, and then all the basically this class of students with autism were almost all Asian. I don't know if they're Korean or what they were. You know, this is a high school near Apple's headquarters, near, I don't know, Google's headquarters or Yahoo or Dell, whatever, all these people that over there. And then I rejected the position like the next day. And what they did is they reposted it with a notation to the advertisement that applicants must be willing to work with a wide range of races. You know, must be accepting of other races or something like that. And, you know, which is just remarkable because, like, I've been, when I was in Hawaii, I mean, I was the only Caucasian at this one school. You know, there must have been 50 teachers. It was just a humongous, I think there's 65 teachers. Maybe there's a Caucasian female, but I don't think so. I was certainly the only Caucasian male. It was a sea of Asians, Hawaiians, Filipinos, and Japanese. And, you know, and I was fine there. I was, and since that time, I mean, when I was in another district here in California, I was, you know, a couple places were almost entirely Hispanic. And that was fine. You know, wouldn't mind seeing a few more blondes, a few more Caucasians in the audience, just because I feel like I'm being out reproduced and it's, our borders aren't secure, and, you know, just, this is the death of one aspect of this country. But the problem was, one of the football field stadium lights was a cell tower, and a strong one. And all of San Jose and Sunnyvale and Cupertino and Redwood City and all this area, it is in Palo Alto, are just sizzling hot electromagnetically. I mean, that place is the most wired, some most powerfully wired places I've been to. Especially for suburban developments, they're just brutal. I mean, it feels like you might as well be in a city or something, you know, given how much radiation is there. But that was why I rejected it, and I didn't bring it up to her. I should have. You know, I never did, and it's been some years now. Now it's like all I can do is talk about my electromagnetic field sensitivity with prospective employers. You know, it's like I'm so over the, you know, the shyness or the impoliteness of this concern, you know, you know, or how people may view me. I don't really care. You know, it's me. It's my concern. And if they can't work with it, fuck them. And what's particularly hard, though, now is a lot of the jobs, they're advertising, especially things as early as March or April, May. They don't know where the job is. They know they're going to have a vacancy, but they don't know where. Because the permanent tenured teachers have through, July or something, to transfer. And so people can be bumped at any time. But, and so it is that up here within driving distance of my property, here in the high desert, I'm looking at a high school, and it's not just I'm shopping around, I've been offered a job this morning. I was offered a fucking job with an employer I'd like to work for, but at a school I don't want to work at. And the thing is I am dying where I am right now. Having my hiking recourse be to Joshua Tree for a flat, six dusty, hot, dry, 6 mile walk with an hour and 50 minutes of pedal to the metal driving on Highway 10 to get there. And back, there and back. I'm paying a very high price for a very pathetic hike. And the EMF boat, and the EMF where I work is not as bad as the school I'm looking at right now. But it's still a problem, and it's something I don't want to be exposed to. And it's something I'm going to say no to. And it's so hard to find secondary schools. That don't have cell towers stuffed up their asses so that everyone's got, their wireless connection. Outside of the school's network or inside, inside the school's network. But I'm exhausted. But I'm not going to belabor it, but there's two perfectly fine high schools. I'm in the catbird seat, offered a job, and I'm declining it. This time, however, they know why. And it came up that an even better paying school district invited me for an interview in May. It's even closer to my property. And, but that high school had even worse EMF. I'm not going to do, and I told him, I'm not willing to work here. So, that's like my two opportunities this, school year, or this semester, in the last few months, I've had to reject due to, cellular exposure. I'm exhausted. Got a long ass drive back home tonight. I'm gonna go for a walk though. And then I'll as I told my mother this morning. I'm exhausted. When I moved back to California 11 years ago, I had a lot of energy, a lot of idealism, a lot of passion. It was before the worst of the sprain, and I was younger and not so traumatized electromagnetically and or professionally. And I'm not the same person I was 11 years ago. I'm tired now. I'm having a much greater difficulty trying to accommodate my sensitivity and deal with all the bullshit in the educational system and all the toxic exposures that are only mounting, whether it's the genetically modified foods that we're eating, or the materials, the chemicals, the nanoparticulate metals, heavy metals that they're putting in the spraying into the stratosphere. Whatever it is, it's just more than I can handle. And I'm tired. And I hope I can find something that's compatible with me and supports me in the near future. Because I honestly, my current living and working circumstance, I'm not sure if I can do another year of it. As I weighed, 224 pounds this morning, which is like 24 pounds more than I was 2 years ago. I mean, that's insane. And, you know, I should be 195, 200. Yeah, I'm heavy. And I don't like it. It's hard on my joints. Just hard on everything. And my blood pressure is getting up, going up, which may be related to heavy metal exposures. But certainly my weight doesn't help. But when I'm in an environment that I'm not able to really be free in, and I'm not able to exercise in, I just have to lie down and retreat and turn my consciousness off. In those environments, I just eat and I sleep. You know, you can't help but gain weight in that environment, really. Anyways, that's it for right now. Over and out.